So then, Matt, we just talked about the purpose of the Birmingham riots, and I think you and I agreed that there was no purpose over the last couple of days, but there seems to be a sense of purpose, and there is a sense of belongingness in gangs.
Yes.
And retaliating is somewhere, you know, understanding some of that, and you might understand the type of purpose. But what people must not do is mix purpose, and some people might prefer the word motive.
Yeah.
What are the motive of people going out to riot, with the mixture of the cocktail, what is causing all this unrest? I think we need to divide it up into groups, because I think if you've got, like the kids I spoke to last night, were under the age of 14.
Yeah.
You know, are they politically aware? Are there racial tensions? Are there any other tensions there might be? I think for an under 14-year-old, maybe naive, but what do you reckon?
For an under 14-year-old, I wouldn't say there's anything political behind it, because at that age, you generally, unless politics is something you take a keen interest in, by and large, you're not politically aware, because the way it's, you know, put out across the media, at that age, there's nothing of interest in it for you. Racial tension, again, that comes down, I think a lot of that comes down to what discussions happen amongst their peers and what they hear within the home and what kind of images that puts in their head.
So really, I think for an under 14, we're making very big generalisations, though, you know, let's have a discussion, is that there's a window, other people are smashing windows, there's a car, there's someone there to mug. I really, really do not believe, and I know a lot of people will disagree with me, that people are looting on a large scale. I think you saw looting a couple of days ago, and you saw people come out of the Bullring with their lovely little shopping, which was free. But I don't think last night when I saw them banging into the shop downstairs or banging into the sweet shop yesterday or the day before, I think they're just banging a window.
Yes.
I think that's what they're doing. But then let's move on to the people who are older than 14, because the other thing that worried me last night is that what they started to do was to after an hour or so the smaller kids went away, and then the bigger kids came along and they came with crowbars to try and get in.
They did.
So I think they maybe were looting.
I'd say so. I mean, they would have more of an awareness and understanding of what's going on, and so would have more of a motivation to, I think like we were saying earlier, you know, compete.
And then tonight we're seeing no trouble, we're not seeing anything going on around the streets around here.
We're not.
Extremely quiet, thank God, and the rain did help. I think that's part of the mixture. But we're seeing purpose change now to some murders have happened.
Yes.
And people are stretching and trying to tag on race.
They are.
And all these other different things. And that is really, really sad. And again, people might say we're naive, but people are making those connections.
They are.
And they're not necessarily there. They're making those connections. So in the last minute or so, what is that nasty cocktail? I think police cuts are important, but I think the rioters, you know, the under 14-year-olds and the 18 to 19-year-olds, they're not, it's those type of things. I don't think that's in the back of their mind.
It's not.
However, when we talk about the retaliations, which I think is making this really, really bad, then we've got another different mix. And those people are saying it's because they're scroungers or they're on benefits or anything like this. What would you like to say about that?
That's generally what seems to be coming across. And again, I think that's, a lot of that comes down to people's prejudices of who they're seeing out there and what's being portrayed on the TV. But I think you have to remember the point that it's a mix of age groups, a mix of races that are out there doing it. And so I think they're just trying to look for an answer to it where there isn't one. And they just, they want to blame someone, but they don't know where to point.
So we need to link purpose with the root causes. And it's very, very difficult because we've got a change of government and they're doing some things that I most definitely do not agree with, like cutting youth services, cutting police services. But we've got to be careful to split some of these things up, I think, is probably the interesting thing to say.